Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Great to speak to Katie Palmer, head of Manchester Thunder's Para Netball. Katie, going to celebrate success first of all. England Netball, Para Netball Championships held locally to you this time round. So how did you get on?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year they were hosted up in Manchester, which is really good news for us. Our team did really well. We came third. And for us, that was an amazing achievement. But also, I guess, in addition to where we finished with the championships, kind of the confidence in these young people and, you know, the enjoyment and teamwork on court was just great to see within the day.
How well have you been doing in general since the last time we spoke?
Yeah, really good. We've expanded our sessions. I can't remember whether we had just started or about to start.
I think you just started, yeah.
Yeah, so we have two sessions a month across different areas in Manchester. And actually, exciting news, we are expanding over into Cheshire, over to Warrington this autumn. Just date to be finalised with the venue. But yeah, expanding a bit further, so it means we can take netball to more people, a bit further around the northwest, which is really exciting.
This is great to hear about because obviously you'll have people joining you all the time, but people that have been with you and with Manchester Thunder's Para Netball for years and years.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this November it's coming up to about 4 years since we originally started. Obviously in the first year we ran Para Netball under Domino's Netball Club, and then so it'll be about 3 years in November that since we've been under the Manchester Thunder title. But yeah, it's amazing to think all the people who've been on that journey with us, both, you know, our volunteer coaches, as well as some of the young people, and kind of looking back at like video clips or photos of where some of those young people were compared to where they are now is just an incredible thing to kind of look back on and see how people have taken shape and like their confidence, etc., has grown on court, as well as, you know, their actual skill set as well.
And that would have been you, nice for you and the rest of the coaches, surely.
Yeah.
A younger version of yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Nominated as well this time in the England Netball Northwest One Awards in Wigan the other week. What were you shortlisted in this time around?
Yeah, so we were really kindly nominated for the inclusion category within the Northwest. Which is always really nice to be nominated by others, and obviously not writing those nominations ourselves, and kind of recognised for the work we're doing. And I guess even better that we did go on and win that award on the evening. And kind of, I guess, we had the microphone just as we won the award, and putting it on the table to others around the Northwest who might not know we exist was a really nice thing to do, and kind of encouraging others to think about their inclusion within their own clubs as well. But yeah, for us as a club, it was really good to kind of it being acknowledged and showcasing the work we're doing, and hopefully it helps influence others to do the same.
And that'll mean, obviously, you forwarded on to the national awards in October as well.
Yeah, we are. So yeah, October, we'll be against all the other inclusion award winners from around the region. Regardless of the result, I always think that award in particular is really good to just hear about the type of work other people are doing. As we know, the word inclusion is so broad. It's not like just disability. It could be ethnicity, race, whatever. Like, it's a huge area, we know. So it's always good to see kind of what other things people are doing around the country, and yeah, be up against them, I guess, at the awards in the autumn.
So what assistance have you been able to share with other Para Netball teams around the UK?
Yeah, so as we know, and we will openly say, we're not the first and we're not the only group or club doing the kind of Para Netball. We have very good links with Sheffield Concord, who have run a different Para Netball session a bit longer than us. But kind of further afield, we still know there's some great work going on, and maybe it's not recognised by England Netball as Para Netball, or maybe that's because England Netball don't know they exist. But you know, we've had a few people from all over the country contact me, whether it's via email or Instagram, kind of asking for assistance, like, how have we done this? We want to do that. I think it's great what you're doing. And I'll openly always say I'm more than happy to have a phone call and conversation, and I can let you know how I started it. But what I also say is, I know I'm not an expert in this field. I can tell you what we've done and what's worked for us, and I'll always try and support others. Because I think it's really important to say, you know, we're not trying to gatekeep anything. I absolutely, my passion is to get as many people playing netball as possible, whether you've got a disability or not. And if we can kind of give that advice and what we've done to others, then we hope that will give more opportunities across the country for people to play, and I guess grow para-netball then as a bigger programme.
And I mean, you'd previously said that it's about the ability within a disability as well, and you and your team of coaches really focus on that.
Yeah, we do, and I think that's a really important part of it, is really thinking about what people can do, what they can't do, which I think is sometimes the assumption people make. When you've got someone with a disability, you might have someone with Down syndrome who is an amazing netball player, really understands, can get on court, knows what's happening, and then you might have someone who also has Down syndrome, who needs a little bit more support. So it's actually understanding your participants as well as what the disability is, but not assuming everyone's the same or needs the same support needs. But we always make sure everyone thrives in a way that's, you know, suitable for them, whether that's coming along and joining in an aspects of the day, or it's joining in and getting involved in everything. We really try and make sure the enjoyment is had by everyone, regardless what their disability is or their ability is. But it's about making sure everyone feels involved, including and enjoying what they're doing and kind of achieving in their own way.
Give us an idea of the current sessions that you run then.
Yeah, so as I say, we're now two sessions currently across Manchester, about to go up to three with Warrington. But, you know, the people who come to our session are aged, I think they're aged now between 12 and 25, a complete variety of disabilities. Now, I'm not going to name every disability, but things such as you have young people with autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy. We have some young people who are deaf. We've now got one young person who is visually impaired with no sight. We also have a wheelchair user, someone who uses a frame. So the list goes on. So we're very much around inclusion for everyone. So we've not kind of gone down the route of saying we're only exclusively for this type of disability or anything like that. And what happens is we kind of do a fun warm-up with everyone, some skills, and we play a match. And regardless if you're, you know, the young person who's visually impaired plays the same match as everyone else does, but with support of us, kind of holds it onto one of our arms around the court. But we'll make sure no one's kind of left to the side because of a disability they have. So it's very inclusive, and all the young people have kind of learned to adapt around one another as well and understand, you know, who moves quicker with the ball, who doesn't, and they kind of play to that as well, which is really fantastic to see.
Finally, Katie, the best place to find out more about Thunder's para-netball?
Yeah, if you go on the Manchester Thunder website, there'll be a section, if you look for para-netball, there's information on there. But we also have our own Instagram page, in addition to the general Manchester Thunder one. Search for Thunder para-netball, it will come up there, so do give us a follow, because we tend to put some updates on there as and when we get them.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time, Katie.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.